It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Something going on out there, Bull.
What's going on out there? What do you see?
Twister. There's Twister.
Oh, they're playing Twister?
They're playing Twister with danger vision glasses.
Wow.
That's
impressive.
The thing. You got to get over there and try it.
I'll have to see.
We are having all kinds of fun here. We are coming at you live today from the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College. It is the 16th annual Zero Proof Mix-Off. We're having a blast here. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you for another 20 minutes or so. We take you up to 6 o'clock, and then it is time for the Cobalt Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Sean Bennett and Tim Alcorn will have that for you coming up a little bit later on this evening. But we've got Kim Haney with us right now with the Amherst Medical Health Technology Group at Amherst High School. Kim, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you.
Well, it's got to be mentioned that Kim and I had quite the conversation.
Yes, we did. Yeah, it's glowing,
a glowing conversation.
But nobody will get it because it's radio. Yes, yes. You know, they can't get the whole idea.
Dog lovers would understand it, I think.
Dog lovers,
for those of us without dogs, it just was very interesting.
Clueless, yeah.
It goes beyond the dog spectrum,
my friend.
Because
it does.
So for those that didn't get a chance to see our Facebook post of what Kim's got on right now, she's got a bright pink shirt on.
Yes, thank you.
She's got some face paint on. That's like Ultimate Warrior-esque
face you're ready.
Paint,
we're
right?
ready for battle.
Yeah.
It's on. I brought my students, and we are ready to take them down.
Take them down.
That's how we play.
This is your first time here. You've been to this as a spectator before, but this is your first time bringing a group in, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're really excited about it. We teach a program at Amherst High School called Medical Health Technology, and these are students who want to go into healthcare. And some of the things we do is we do community health outreach programs. So where I put my students in a position to take leadership roles in the community and, you know, discuss health promotion behaviors and what not to do and what to do. And in this case, it's not drinking and driving, which is a perfect tie-in to these high school students, because eventually they're going to college and they're going to be put in these situations where they're going to be drinking. And the possibility of driving may come up. And my hope is that my students are out there right now. Right, they're playing around with danger vision glasses, and they're teaching the public why you don't drink and drive.
That's an interesting setup and an interesting approach. Now, I've got to ask you, before we get into some of the specifics, in the years that you came here as a spectator, what was it about this event that stood out to you and made you think, I've got to bring my group here?
I really like how all the different agencies come together for one cause. I mean, you know, they don't interact on a daily basis. They don't interact on a weekly basis. But these are all different agencies come together, and they're grouping and teaming up and trying to get the message out to the public, don't drink and drive. There's alternatives.
Absolutely. And, I mean, this event, too, it really kind of lends itself to showing the high school students especially who are very impressionable at this point in their lives that there are other alternatives out there. You can go to an event, you can have a great time, and you don't necessarily have to drink in order to do it.
Correct. And even, you know, with our danger vision glasses, yesterday we had them at the high school. We did the same thing, this mini version, at our high school during lunchtime. And we had Darrell Schumpert, who is with Lorain County Drug and Alcohol. And he helped us administer this activity where the students put the goggles on. And the goggles simulate the blood alcohol content anywhere between 1.5 and 2.0. So that's several drinks, and it's different depending on your body size. Mm-hmm. And then he had the students kind of go through this twister game under his direction. He would say, put your right foot on the blue, put your left foot here. And these kids were tumbling over. And he said, this is what, you know, if you've had a drink, and we're not encouraging alcohol, that's not what we're saying, but understand, before you have a drink, you have the logical sense. You know, you understand. When people, after they've had the drinks, they can't, their logic goes away. So we're trying to hopefully instill an experience, you know, when they're not under the influence of, like, look, you can't grab a set of keys and go driving after you've had some alcohol. Remember that time when you were in lunch? And, you know, hopefully you'll revert back to that. Like, you can't drive. You may think you can, but, you know, you couldn't put your foot on the blue dot, and you're going to get behind a car. So, but we're trying to bring some experiences, some hands-on, that hands-on approach to learning.
Sure. It's a great example.
Yeah, it's a wonderful example, and I think it's a great association as well, too, because you're right. kids have great memories. You get into a situation like mm-hmm. that, it's easy for a friend to refer back to that and say, remember that exercise
we
went through?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah,
yeah, it's interesting.
Well, that's
stuff.
The hope. That's the plan. We hope they can recall that. Like, I remember I fell right over. We had some of our big, strong athletes, athletic guys were tumbling over. They couldn't, and like, there you go. So let's make a good choice. Because our winter formal dance is this weekend.
Okay.
So the kids are going to be out. They're going to be dressing up. And the hope is, again, they're going to make good choices.
Yeah. The beauty of it is it's hands-on, too. So, I mean, you get the experience and actually see what it's like to possibly be doing something
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, hands-on learning is sometimes the best.
I agree with you. Okay. Now, your drink tonight's the Glowing Comet.
Of course.
We talked about presentations earlier. United Way, they're dressed up as Vanilla Ice. I thought, I don't know if you can beat this, but you guys have the black lights.
Yeah,
now.
We've got three large black lights. We've got all day glow colors. We're all face painted with day glow face paint. We put a little tonic in the drink, and tonic has a chemical in it that reacts with black light and glows.
Wow.
And we have a little bit of vanilla ice cream that our friends at Dairy Queen, donated towards us. And so literally it's a glowing comet.
Now, you mentioned you came here with 26 students?
We've got 26 seniors, and then my juniors are coming and supporting. So I have a total of 50 students in my program.
Holy cow,
so they all want to go into healthcare. So
how do you get them to all agree on what your drink's going to be this year? Was that
tough?
Well,
it's a dictatorship. It's called Mrs. Haney said.
Sure.
Well, our theme this year with some of our wellness programs that we do with the students is the glow, the glowing effect. Next week we're doing a glow motion fitness class. We're doing Zumba and yoga, all with the glow lights, and we're raising food for the food bank. So it's kind of our thing this year is the glow stuff. So we're just doing all of our activities, all our wellness, student wellness is kind of wrapped around the glow. Right. So I said, let's just ride this theme out for the year. And they were like, yeah, that's a great idea. So there we go. We're glowing.
Very cool stuff. You definitely are glowing. We're being joined by Kim Haney here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, coming at you live from the 16th Annual Zero Proof Mix-Off. And it's interesting, too, because we were talking about Twister coming out of the break. We had no idea that was actually...
No, really.
You guys.
We'll join you. You'll join us for Twister, right?
Sure, we'll
put the glasses on you guys, all right? And we'll run you through the paces. There's quite a line over there right now, so we'll squeeze. I'll let you jump ahead, all right? I'll let you guys jump ahead.
And we're on till 6. We've got time for that line.
We're here till 7:30, so hey.
True, yes. So what are the kinds of things that you guys get into with this program, the Medical Health and Technology program?
Wow. We are it's a two-year program.
Okay.
And it's a junior senior year, and it's kind of a three-prong approach. The first, the students can earn up to 29 college credit hours through LCC. So there's the academic challenges that we put students through to prepare them for a career in allied healthcare. So there's that factor. And we teach medical term, nutrition, pathology, the whole realm. And then we have the hands-on, as we talked about, and that's where they go out and do service learning in a variety of institutions. So we're at university. We volunteer there. We volunteer at the free clinic. We volunteer at Autumn Ages. We're at the Children's Developmental Center. We are where they go in and volunteer for 2 hours during the school day. So they're seeing stuff. All right. We're at Mercy. So we're seeing patients and like, is that something, so that's the career exploration component. And then the third part, which is why we're here, is leadership. And students need to learn to lead. People need to learn to lead and know when to lead and know when not to lead, kind of work together as a team. And that's where we do stuff like this. So we're here we do a lot with the Lorain County Health Department. We do a lot with Nord Rape Crisis. We work with the Genesis House. So we kind of try and bring in the community, bring it into the high school and get this information out to the students.
Sure. And you talk about leadership. I mean, nowhere does it seem that's more important than in the health field.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, knowing when to lead, knowing when not to lead, knowing when to be a team. Absolutely. And that's what. And there are kids that I have had who've never had an opportunity to lead, and we give them this chance.
Cool.
Here you go. Here's a small project. And we go down to the elementary schools and teach health habits at the elementary school. So they're learning patient education, how to teach geriatric patients, how to teach pediatric patients. So when they're done after 2 years, they're either embracing healthcare as a career or they're running like the other way, going, we don't want nothing to do with that.
Sure.
So it's a fun program. I've been there for over 20 years. So we've been around for a while. So I've had quite a few students out there right now who are nurses and optometrists and physical therapists and athletic trainers, and they're all over the place.
Sure. That's one of those fields, too. I mean, you talked about the hands-on aspect you guys get volunteering at UH, Mercy, and everywhere,
absolutely,
the free clinic. I mean, that's one of those fields, like, people, I think, sometimes think they want to do it, and then you've got to experience it before you actually know what's
all
coming
the time.
Your way.
Yeah. In fact, right now it's the first semester with my juniors, and I've got two juniors that said, we don't want to go into healthcare. And I'm like, well, then, see you later.
Yeah.
But so what? There you go. Yeah. You figured out after one semester, instead of going, you know, you're paying tuition at Kent State to try and get into the nursing program, and then you're like, you go for your first clinical and went, someone just threw up on me. I don't like this.
Not a fan.
Well,
there
you go.
No, that's great.
Yeah, those are some of the things you learn along the way. And you're right. It's better to learn that as a junior in high school as opposed to learning that as a junior in college.
Exactly. It's shopping. I tell the students, you're learning what you don't want to do almost. That's really more important sometimes than figuring out what you want to do. You know, eliminating, don't want to do that, don't want to do that. And I'll have kids change their time 3 or 4 times and graduate, and then they get going, and they wind up going back to what their first thought was. Like, I knew I wanted to be a dental hygienist, and there you go. You're a dental hygienist now for the past 10 years. Well, good for you.
Well, as a high school kid, you've got all these options. You've got all these choices. You have to experiment a little bit to see what does and what does not work. Before we let you go, what's the biggest thing you want this group of kids to take away from their experience here today?
Don't drink and drive.
Fair enough.
Don't drink and drive.
It's a big part of what this event is all about.
Absolutely. Just think, I want them around for as long as I can have them around, and I just don't want them to drink and drive.
Okay. Well, let's give you a chance to plug the organization one more time.
Okay, we are Amherst Steele High School, and we are the Medical Health Technology Program, and we are excited to be here and enthusiastic and hope we win something. Bring home a dub.
All righty. So if you're voting, Glowing Comet, right?
Woohoo, Glowing Comet. Love to see you.
Kim, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate
it, Kim. Thanks so much.
One last break for us to take here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back to wrap this one up from the 16th annual Zero Proof Mix-Off at the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College. It's on AM 930 WEOL.